to which CNN said, thank you and good night. We're letting you go.
Bye-bye.
Yeah.
Well, that's all for him, huh?
See you later.
Yeah.
You know,
they issued a statement.
Elf.
Good Lord. They issued a statement saying Sanchez, quote, is no longer with the network. We thank Rick for his years of service, and we wish him well.
Yeah.
Why would you go there? What is the effing point of going there?
I don't know.
I mean, what's he going to gain from that?
He's keeping it real.
You should always veer away from racial humor.
Mm-hmm.
Yeah.
Yeah, Mike.
What do you mean?
Well, you're the one who taught me everything I know.
I haven't taught you nothing.
Really?
No.
The first day I met you, the very first day.
Okay.
Oh, yeah.
All right.
You dragged me over to Kimball to point out where the old whites-only water fountains were and told me to get it through my head that you could make that happen at the ticket if you wanted to. I was like, golly, that's awesome, man. And that, I'd never heard that word that started with an N until you said it to me that one time.
What, Norm?
Yeah, Norm.
The awful one. You taught me that. Now, I haven't used it, but the way you said it.
A huge bag of nibbles.
Yeah, that?
Nibbles.
Nipples.
Nibbles?
Nibbles.
I think the first time I heard you use it openly was describing Anthony Wright's quarterback play one time.
Actually, it was Quincy Carter.
Oh, it was?
Yeah.
Oh.
All right, get on with this.
Oh.
Wow.
Look at the time. Come on, you're screwing around.
Oh. Oh, sorry, we're screwing around.
Yeah, you
are. Sources tell me that Rick Sanchez is the guy that ran the story on Bassick.
Oh, really?
On CNN.
Well, is that... Who's your source, Bassick?
I can't name my sources.
By the way, Bassick featured in the 10th inning on PBS.
Very briefly.
Oh, and the Bonds deal?
Yeah.
Or they were just...
No, they did a 45-minute retrospective of his career.
Yeah, the ticket.
Google TV will be rolled out here sometime this fall. We're not really sure.
What is Google TV?
HBO, Netflix, Pandora, and the NBA are just a few of the big-name brands teaming up with Google for the rollout of Google TV. It's expected to launch, like I said, sometime in the next couple of months. It's run by Google's Android operating system. It will let users view all kinds of web content on their televisions. So it's going to be an actual TV channel.
No.
But web-based? Is that what I'm gathering?
It's a box that you buy. It's basically the same thing as Apple TV, right, Groobs? You buy this box,
yeah.
You hook it up to the internet, and then it plays on your TV set.
Looks pretty neat.
Yeah.
Sounds like a lot of trouble, and for what?
What's the Apple thing?
The same thing.
Yeah, but what do you get out of it? Like, would I
it's
enjoy it?
It's a computer
it?
For your TV set.
Why do you need that? What's wrong with just your computer?
I don't know.
It has its proponents, though.
Like,
Apple TV does.
How would I use it? How would I benefit from
it? Like, if you wanted to watch, if you're watching, let's say you're watching True Blood, and you want to show somebody a cool YouTube video, then you don't want to drag out the laptop, then you just go to your computer thing on the app, on the Google TV, and search YouTube.
Well, what happens to True Blood in the meantime?
You can pause it.
Sounds like a beating.
It is a beating. It looks like one.
It does have its advocates. There are some people who are really high on it.
We are way too into...
instant gratification.
Yes. What has happened to this country?
I just know we are putting more and more bizarre idiots on the air.
Where we have to know everything all the time, right now.
Like, remember back in the good old days when you had to go to the mom-and-pop video store and lurk around the back room with the... you know, adults only sign on it in a trench coat. Now, you just turn on your computer, and you have everything.
Yeah.
It was a better time.
And you don't need your trench coat.
Was not.
It was a much better time back then. Hoping you don't run into your friends.
No, better now. Better now.
I mean...
much better now.
Is it...
am I on here?
Yeah, you're working.
Yeah, you sound great, Mike.
Yeah, it's the best show ever. But I mean,
you're killing it.
We just have to know too much. You know, it's the same. It's the same concept as Twitter. Why do I have to know what you're thinking right now? Why do I have to know that? Why do I want to know that? That's what I don't get.
See, you don't have to know it.
I like what
you
Andrew,
have the option.
I like what Andrew's thinking right now.
Right.
Right now,
we're finding out useful stuff about what's going on with the Rangers right now.
Right now, I can tell you that David Murphy is taking batting practice, but will not try to run at full strength. And Rangers pitchers are going through fielding drills now.
And Killer
now
says
see, that is good.
Killer
that is
says
useful information
getting,
that could come into play during this thing.
Killer says he's getting some sunshine tacos at Zen. A little hungry, so this should feed me well. Me likey.
Now that's useless.
Killer, what are you doing? Seriously.
Focus on the remote.
Shoopy, you better get involved here.
I mean, Shoopy, what's the point?
This is the down.
Killer's just going to do what he wants to do. It's not going to help us out at all.
This is Twitter abuse.
Someone right now is driving around and their phone beeps because Killer just tweeted
that he's eating tacos.
That he's eating sunshine tacos.
Not become a tweet machine, too.
Because they're quite delicious out here. But still,
me likey.
That is my punchline. That look, I don't care when Demi Moore had a BM or went to Arby's. I don't care.
Killer doesn't like punctuation.
Twitter should be reserved for media only. That's it.
News outlets.
That's it.
I'm media.
That is it.
Well, Killer's media.
No, he's not.
Oh, look what Killer got.
Tweet groups.
There, his sunshine tacos just showed up.
Killer in the house.
He likey.
Killer, you should twit pick it.
See?
Yeah, Killer, come on.
Just overkill.
OMG, these are my tacos.
If you're going to embrace Twitter, then twit pick it. Oh, he's going to.
Oh, God. Are you familiar with CBS veteran radio news correspondent Howard Arenstein?
Some old
He's your age. He is 60 years old.
Well, you have 60 seconds to let us know who he is.
I don't believe so.
Okay, well, he's been in the business now, they say, for 35 years. He was arrested along with his 57-year-old wife at their home in Washington, D.C. after police searched their yard and found marijuana plants growing in there. They were charged with possession with intent to distribute. See? That should tell everybody how much radio people make. You have to subsidize your income with pot sales.
Or playing in a dumb country band.
Maybe he just did it for the rush.
I doubt it. He's 60 years old.
So?
They say they found 11 mature marijuana plants and 6 2-ounce bags of pot.
That's keeping it real.
Boy, that is keeping
it real. I salute
him. That's your generation. Just
kidding. Right.
They're not letting it go, man.
That's right.
Smoke pot.
And Lady Gaga and Justin Bieber are both approaching 1 billion all-time YouTube views. 1 billion. As Bieber, his videos are viewed 3.7 million times per day. Per day. Lady Gaga's at like 2.5 right now. But she came out a little bit before he did, obviously. All right, we got to go. Danny's being a jerk.
God.
By the way, worst E! News ever.
Is that a
no,
drop?
No, it wasn't.
I think that was a drop.
It will be.
It was just fine. All right,
every
4:53
day.
Here on the ticket.